The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us today. Beautiful Sunday, and I hope everybody's happy. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for tuning in. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We aim to wake you up to your bigger dream, wake you up to your better self, to your best self, wake you up to your greatest potential. Just wake up. Raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness and to realize that you are limitless, that you are the creator. You are the one who has made all the decisions for yourself until now. The way you're living your life today was a thought that you had at some point, and it has become your reality. Wake up to your true self. Wake up to understanding that you're limitless and everything that you need to accomplish everything in life resides within you. Wake up and know thyself. Today we're talking about knowing who you are. Wake up. We have to find out what our purpose is. We have to find out why we're here. We have to find out if there is more. And I assure you, there's a lot more than you're aware of. Wake up, everybody. This is the Barrington Show. This is where we talk about spirituality. This is where we talk about finding your way and finding your path. We put you on a path that allows you to achieve all things that are great. We put you on a path to let you realize that you create your activities. And again, I'll say, the life you're living now was a thought that you had previous. So we are all the same. We're all equal. We have come here from the same place by the same method. We will return by the same method. We have come from a spiritual world. Yes, we do agree that there is reincarnation or rebirth, as I would like to call it. When this life is over, you are too old, too tired, probably broken spirit, a disease of some sort. We will have to lay the body down and get a new one or burn it, whatever people are doing nowadays. But the idea of it is for you to understand that you are now in this body and it's a limited time. You have rented it and you will return it inevitably. You have to know that it's your responsibility, your duty to take care of it so it could go the distance, wherever that may lead. There is no great prize at the end of this journey. What we talk about and what we teach and what we tell people all the time is to find your way on a good path so you don't slip into the ditch and fall into other things that will distort your view or stop you from realizing your potential or stop you from doing whatever purpose that you've come here for. You may have come to deliver a message by yourself, or you may have come as a team to do something great for mankind, for yourself, for all of us. We're all one. We're all the same. We're all connected, much like the ocean. They're all connected. We name them or divide them or try to separate them, but it is still only one. Our human existence is pretty much the same. We are just one. We're all a part of this great wave. And together, collectively, we will do great things. Today, we want to talk to you about knowing thyself, knowing who you are. Wake up is what we talk about. Wake up and find out who you are. If you're listening and you can hear me, you are searching. If you are searching, thank heavens that you have found your way. You are home. Welcome to all the old-time listeners, all my new listeners. I want to say a special hello to my friend Tamara, who is listening to the show today. Thank you very much for being there. We talk about spirituality. We talk about you living the best life possible. We just want you to wake up. And if you're asking why do we do this? Well, for one, I think it's my obligation, my duty to share. And for second, a lot of people just don't know. They don't know that there's more out there. They don't know. And I'm opening a door for you to take a look in, for you to journey into your spirituality, for you to find yourself, for you to know thyself, to know who you are. What we were told, and I was raised in a very strong religious grip, and we were told that this is the only way. If you don't follow this path, you will end up burning in hell. So I questioned that from a very young age. That's going to lead into what I want to talk about today and the question that somebody asked me. But we were told this from a very young age, and we believe it. And the sad part about it is the longer you spend in that trench, the more you have become comfortable with it and you've accepted it as the norm. Is it true? Wake up and find the truth. Wake up and know that there is more to it. Join into spirituality. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm trying to open a door for you to see, or a great method for you to live that perfect life that you want. Wake up and let's release the baggages that we're carrying. Let's release the fear, which is one of the greatest things that we carry with us. We're all afraid. We feel somewhat insecure. We're not well. We're not doing well in life. We think we want more. We're clouded in our judgment. And we're just being led down the path that does not belong to us based on another idea of selling us something that's going to benefit others. Your purpose here, maybe to deliver a message or to do a deed, or by any means, whatever your purpose is, you have an obligation. It is your birthright to find out what that purpose is. This is why we do this. And this is why I say, wake up. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to all old-time listeners. Welcome to all my new listeners. I appreciate you being there. Welcome, everybody from all around the world. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome home. So I had a question this week. I did answer one of them already as to why we do this. And the other question was, at what point in my life did I realize I was a spiritual person and got into spirituality? And why did I choose to follow that path? So the answer to that, and most of it I can remember as far back as age 7, was when I had my first realization. Now, remember, I was raised to believe in this other method, and the other method has taught me, or told me anyway, that if the only way to make it into the kingdom of heaven, wherever that is, and we haven't found it yet, but I honestly believe it's within you. So the only way to find this kingdom of heaven is to follow this particular path. I challenged it. I didn't agree with it. I questioned all the adults, elderly that were surrounding me, including the ministers and the preachers and all those people. Why were they not afraid of this not following the right path, because I would see and hear they're doing things that what I would say it as a young boy, why are they afraid of burning in hell? Like they're telling us, or the book is supposedly telling us, why are you older than me, have been here longer and have more experience of life, not following the rules that would save you from burning in hell? So at around 7, I started questioning, and I kept it to myself. I was getting now the gut feeling, and not every one of us has had it. You've had that feeling not to do this or to do this or not to take that or to take this. You've all had the gut feeling, and I wanted to know where it was coming from. I wanted to know how it's possible. And sometime the gut feelings that I was getting wasn't serving me according to what I was being taught. So you're telling me in this organization to go left and the gut feeling is telling me to go right. Well, that's contradicting. Who's talking to me? At a young age, I would probably think I'm being instructed by the devil, because they also tell you that the devil will do these things to you, not realizing the one who's giving you the BS is the devil himself. But that's just an opinion. Please don't take me on that. I'm simply saying I started challenging all that I was being told, not to be a rebel, but just because certain things were coming to me in a spiritual sense, which I didn't understand at the time, and it was contradicting with what I was being told in this religious organization. I think I was age 16. I decided I wanted to know all about this book that I was told to read and follow the guidelines according to this book, even though the elderly and the higher ups in that organization weren't doing it, but they're still selling it to me. Now, how do you sell me something and that you're not believing in or you're not following? Are you just making up a story? So I needed to find the truth. I spent some time. I read through the entire book. It took me about 4 years, but I'm a slow reader. That's okay. And after that, I read other books that were telling other people things. And I read most of the big books, let's say that, the big groups and the big books. They're all saying the same thing. They all have one common denominator. They're all saying that do unto others as you'd have them do to you, or treat people the way you want to be treated. And I agreed with that. That's kind of cool. But as I realized, these groups were separated, and every single one of these groups were saying, my way is the best way. My way is the best way. Their belief was, if you don't follow my rule, you will end up in this very dark, the H-E double hockey stick place. I didn't buy into it. I didn't believe it. And by now, in my early 20s, I am getting my own messages spiritually through the gut feeling, or just a sense, or just an awareness, or dreams. A lot of the messages will come to you, me as well, through dreams. And you follow them, and you study them, and you read them, and you realize that the gut messages that you're getting is coming from a pure place without an ulterior motive, and it's the betterment of your health as to how to live properly, be kind with other people, be kind to other people, do great things, and do what is right. A lot of that was contradicting what the other groups were teaching me. So I soon realized that without an ulterior motives, I was being guided. And the truth was coming out. And the way the truth comes out is that the BS disappears. I followed it. And the more I paid attention to my spiritual guides, the more I paid attention to what was being given, told to me, I've come to realize your spiritual guide cannot mislead you. You cannot be misled by your spiritual guides, because it is the truth. It is the purity. It is nature's way. So if one source entity is guiding me in this path and it contradicts another path, but this one has been proven to be truth, I live it, I follow it, I believe it, I teach it, I preach it, and it has become me, and it has served me well, not like the others that I was part of growing up. I got into it. I realized it at 7, didn't understand what it was. I got older, starting to follow it. I realized the spiritual existence cannot lead you down a path of what we consider wrongness. If you've asked for something and you didn't receive it simply because it's not for you, you're not supposed to have it. It is plain and simple. However, what is for you and it's going to better your life and not take or harm other people will come to you. Be careful, though, and I've always said this, be careful of what you hope for because you're going to get it. It's like throwing the boomerang. If you throw out the negative thoughts, guess what's coming back at you? If you've thrown out the positive thoughts, yes, equally, the same thing is coming to you. Be careful of what you're thinking. I understand spirituality well enough. I now see how it governs my life. I now understand it. I'm being introduced to meditation and just a general health, good way, healthy way to live life. Because I followed the spiritual guide, because I followed what is instinctively given to us from day one by nature, by our creator, which is you. Where you stand today, it was a thought that you may have had at some point in your life. We're telling you to wake up. My spiritual journey began to my awareness. I'm sure it started when I showed up because you do show up here on earth as a spirit and you do get a body to move around in. Yes, the bodies are different and some you may see as being deformed or broken. You need to understand what the purpose is of that person who carries that body before you label it. Get the facts before you lay the blame. That's a good method to walk with in life. Get all the facts before you lay the blame. We're all the same. Every one of us. We've come here the same way. Our purpose here may be different depending on what message you've brought to deliver here. But the human existence in this planet is just that, for you to have the human existence and for you to find your purpose. We're all the same. We're all connected. The differences between us is because of our culture, what religion you may follow, the household you were raised in, and what you believe, what you choose to believe. But we're all the same, much like the ocean. And I've said this many times. You could take your empty cup of water and go to the ocean and scoop it up. And at that very moment, you assume they're all the same. They're all equal. Just a cup of water. But as you journey through life, we start adding things to our cup of water and change it. From, you know, we put vodka, we put coffee, we put tea, whatever we add to our cup, it will change the flavor of it. It will change the look of it. It'll change a lot about it. But if you narrow it down and take it back to the base, it will still be the same, which is where we are at the base. We're still just all the same. We're trying to do the very same thing, survive. However, somewhere along the path, somebody has intervened and made it personal for them or that organization or that group so we could worship or believe that somebody has a special gift. They have strong desire for whatever it is you're calling a special gift. But we're all cut from the same cloth. We're all baked within the same cake. We're created within this universe. Therefore, the one common denominator, the denominator that all of us has is that we're all the same. That's what it is. We're all the same. And in order for you to achieve your greatness, in order for you to reach that top shelf, in order for you to know all the tools that's within your body, your form, your mind, your everything, you need to connect yourself to the spiritual world. The spiritual world is the governor. The spiritual world is, see it like you would, I guess, the internet. See it that way. Not necessarily what has showed up on the screen in front of you, but the ability to connect to everything out there that exists, that Wi-Fi will reach and deliver it to you. See it as if that is a spiritual existence. And of course, you know, you could go on the internet and find bad stuff, or you can find wonderful stuff. The same thing applies to us tapping into spirituality. It is the goodness of all things, and it makes all things great. And you use it for good. And you cannot, in the name of spirituality, use it for bad. Everybody has their own peace. Your spiritual guides don't have the ability to lead you in the wrong path. If you're going in the direction that you didn't think was yours and you're involved in spirituality, by all means, that wasn't supposed to be yours in the first place. As we are today, it is what it is. Where our lives are today, it is what it is. A lot of us are living a life simply based on what we were told. You need to ask that question. Is it true? Every part of it. Is it true? Don't do what I see a lot of people do. Pick the good parts out of their book and follow it because it works for them, and ignore the rest of it. If you're going to follow all of it or none of it at all. Tap into your spiritual guide. The words that exist on this planet, every single one of them, is in your grasp. The wisdom is available to you. The knowledge is available to you. The best life that you could live is available to you. What we're trying to say is tap into a source that will bring you to that amazing life that you're looking for. Do not make the mistake of comparing yourself to another. Though we're the same, our bodies are different. If somebody has accomplished something that you thought was amazing, find out how they did it. Because their desire is the wheel, the vehicle, the engine that drove them to that point. Don't spend your time comparing yourself to another person, because you're not. Though we're all the same, your ideas may be different from that other person or other people. But you have to know we have the same common denominator. We're connected. We're all the same. Pretty much the same way the pinky on the left hand is connected to the pinky on the right foot. Still connected, just a little bit of distance apart, but it's all one. Everything on your body makes you one. Everything that exists in the universe makes us one. Find your source, find your path, find your happiness. That's what we talk about. We want everybody to fully understand how to get the best out of their lives. This is what we talk about. This is why we say, wake up, everybody. Wake up to your own reality. Wake up to your dream. Wake up to everything that you want. Fix yourself. Learn how to eat properly, govern and take care of the body, because it's going to serve you for the time that you're here on this planet. So you have to take care of it. You're partner with it. It is your vehicle, and you must take care of that vehicle, because without it, you're not going far. And what we talk about a lot is to eat healthy, get a lot of rest, get a lot of water through your system, figure out what's inside of you that needs to be repaired, and you have the potential to repair it. Yes, we can repair ourselves. But in order for us to perform at the best, we have to take care of the machine. Eat right, rest, sleep. Don't stress yourself. Put down a lot of the load that you're carrying, because that by far is one of the biggest killers, or shortens the journey, if you want to put it that way. So you might want to take yourself away from the things that's causing you stress, because you don't realize it right now. But, you know, the dust up blows through the house, it goes through a filter, and eventually the filter gets all clogged up, and then you have to throw it out and get a new one. If you have a furnace in your house, wherever you may live, the same concept goes through with our thoughts. It's what we're thinking about that gets us all clogged up. Or the load that we carry, or the things we worry about, it will shorten the life. And if you don't change the filter in that furnace is going to die soon. So you can do the math. Wake up. Tap into your spirituality. Find out who you are. Do healthy things for your mind and think positive thoughts. That's the best thing you could do for yourself. The cup is always half full. And spend a lot of your time realizing that you need to focus on you, because in order for you to offer me 100% of you, you need to know what that is and be operating at least at that 100% point, because, you know, a naked man cannot give you his shirt. Equally saying that if you don't have it, you can't put it out there. If you don't have love for yourself, who are you loving, and what kind of love are you offering them? A naked man cannot give you his shirt because he doesn't have one. So wake up is what we're talking about. Wake up, everybody. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the Barrington Awaken Show. Have we got anything there, sir?
We have some emails, folks. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you have a question or a comment, please write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And a few listeners did just that. Nick wrote in and he says, Barrington, when you say there is no hell, or better yet, no H-E double hockey stick, is it possible that Earth is actually a hell? That's from Nick. Thank you, Nick, for writing in. Sherry wrote in, Barrington, how do we actually find out our purpose on Earth? I have no clue here what to do, what to say, what to think. I'm 43 years old, and I still don't know my purpose. Is there a way? And that's from Sherry. And Steve wrote in, when you say welcome home, like I hear you say several times on your shows, what does that actually mean? Where is home? What do you mean by welcoming people back to home? That's from Steve. And back to you, Barrington.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to answer Nick's question first. I love the questions, by the way, and a lot of people out there, when the questions are being asked or you read them out, Gary, the first thing they say is, oh, yeah, I had that thought. I had that question. So here goes. Nick, you're asking me if there's a hell, and part of your question was, could Earth be hell? Well, could Earth be hell? Yeah, but it also could be heaven, which would neutralize it. Therefore, it's your thought that creates the heaven or the hell. There isn't a physical place out there called heaven that you leave this body, go to another place, fly, and create a new body so you could live happily ever after and hold hands and sing Kumbaya while you're drinking milk. That place does not exist. The hell that we speak of is our thoughts and what we put ourselves through, and it is considered hellish. Or should I say the H-E double hockey stick place? Well, thank you for that. But the heaven and the hell resides within you. The heaven is a part of you, and so is the hell. Look at it this way. You've got two wolves inside of your belly, and one of them is the good. Let's call it the hell. And the other one, call it the heaven. And the other one is the bad. Or we could call that the hell. But you decide in which one you feed. And if you're feeding the one that is in the heavenly light, then chances are you're living a very good life according to what you want. And yes, you are in heaven. Or equally, you could easily be in the H-E double hockey stick place. So there isn't a physical place out there called hell. When you leave this body, you lay it down to the ground, you move on as a spiritual existence, and then you re-journey, you start again, you rebirth, and life exists. You never leave here. There's nowhere to go. And I do know that there isn't a place out there that you could go, like I said, and hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Well, that would be cool, all right? But it doesn't exist. Once you lay this body down, you're not getting another one until you come back here. And, you know, I was raised, like I said earlier in our broadcast here, with to believe in that there's a super place to go. And there's a super, really bad place that we don't want to go. But when you really think about it, hell sounds like where the party is, doesn't it? I'm just saying that. That's just my own thought. It sounds like it's going to be a good party somewhere, but we're not trying to go there. It's all in your mind. And if you choose hell, you're living in it. And if you choose heaven, you could live in it. And what we want to do is to open up ourselves to understand that we create our atmosphere. We create our situation. We create everything that we're a part of. If you're highly stressed, nobody gave it to you. You took it. You know what I mean? If you're living a life that you don't think is serving you the way it should, well, no one gave it to you. You took it, and you make that choice. Much like how we say, you will teach people how to treat you. You also have to teach yourself how to live. And I hope you can move towards the positive side, move towards what we consider heaven, not the physical place with men, women, men with giant wings and a glowing thing on top of their head floating around. That does not exist. It was a part of a great story Unfortunately, we believe it to our core. And the sad part about our reality is if you believe something long enough, it becomes your truth. What we ask, I would say to people all the time, stop, hold on to that for a little bit and see if there's another light out there that would guide you in another path. And usually you could see that the idea of heaven and hell was somebody else's creation, not the universe's creation. Steve, how to get into spirituality? How do you find your way? How to find, how to create spirituality? Well, you have to connect to all that there is. You have to be willing to adapt to nature and how nature's life is designed for you. What is the path? Well, we've said many times on this show, be kind to others, you know, be kind to yourself. Remember, the most important thing that we could carry on through life is the I owe me effect. And you spend some time focusing on who you are. Where do we go for this information? You go within. A lot of people has taught us to bend down and pray and look out and wait for something on the exterior to come in and revolutionize the way we've been living our lives. That's not the case. Everything, when you showed up here, you had your package, your tool bag, your box, whatever you want to call it, of everything that you will need for this life. Much like going camping, you've brought everything you will need. So you've come here for vacation. Yes, you've brought everything that you will need. What we try to say to people about spirituality and how to find your way, your path, your guide, is simply just to allow all that exists to come into your life. You want to start, and I say this, I think, almost every show. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it is wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Find your path. It will lead you to the life that you're looking for, and spirituality is just that. You have to know what it is, that what you're looking for. And because we don't know, we go into meditation. I talk a lot about meditation or yoga. There's physical meditation as well as there's the mental stuff that you could do. But you get into it, it will guide you on the path that you want to be on, that takes you into a place where you will find happiness, happier lifestyle, better lifestyle. You will realize a lot of the luggage that we choose to carry through life is unnecessary. A lot of the things that we try to accomplish in life is unnecessary. And that's because we are trying so hard to compete with someone else. We're trying so hard to compete or to be someone else or feel bad that we're not at this stage in life. Well, you don't know what your purpose is and you don't know where you're supposed to be or what you're supposed to be doing. This is why we say tap into your spirituality. Open your mind. Tap into your spirituality and be guided instinctively as to how the life should live. At a certain age, we get more information. A lot of people talk about chakras and how they serve us and the benefit of it. I know the sixth chakra, is sitting on top of your head there somewhere, is the one that releases the thoughts and everything else into the universe. It comes from the mind, it goes into the heart, it gets delivered into the soul, and by all means, then it's out into the world. If you want to accomplish this greatness, put it out there. Believe it, follow it. Whatever it is that you hope to accomplish, don't try to be stepping on anybody else to get there. Do it on your own accord. Everybody's got the same strength. Everybody's got the same ability. Everybody has the same desire. Everybody has the same need or want to survive. So you don't need to stand on anybody. Your greatness will come based on your desire. Wake up is what we talk about. I hope I answered your question well about spirituality. Where is it and how it exists? Nick, we talked about that. Sherry, you wanted to know your purpose. You said you're somewhere in the mid-40s and you don't know what your purpose is. Well, I don't know how much time you spent 4.5 decades through life, and I don't know how much time you've given to find out what you're supposed to do. I don't know if you've got a mom, if you're a mom or you have children or you have all these great things in your life. You may never know your purpose until you know who you are. Once you've accomplished knowing who you are, by all means, the purpose is written there for you, and it is right there. If you want to get into it, I urge you to study, follow, allow yourself to fall deeper into spirituality. Allow this spiritual way to ooze through everything that you do. See life through a spiritual mindset. You have to be innocuous at all times. You can't be trying to hurt people, take from people, block them, do whatever it is. You have to do your best self, live your best life. Wake up and tap into spirituality. I'd urge you to start or try to start meditating and open yourself where you slow the thoughts down and allow all that there is to exist to come into you. And then you follow your life. You'll notice huge changes. Take care of your body because you need that vehicle to journey through life. Take care of your mind, your thoughts. Be careful, mindful of what you're putting into your thoughts because you will end up there. If you start thinking, oh, I'm sick. Oh, there's something wrong with me. Yeah, you're going to get there because you're ordering it in. So why not reverse that and says, I'm healthy. I'm great. Everything's fine. And the body says, oh, that's what you want. It will produce it for you. Wake up is what we're talking about all the time. Wake up and to find your spiritual way through life. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm showing you that there's another way. There is another way. There's a way to lighten your load because some of the stuff that you're carrying might be just extra baggage you don't need. How to see yourself in the world. You're not supposed to be afraid of anything. You're not. You're not supposed to be. You're not supposed to feel insecure. You're not supposed to feel as if you're lesser. You're not supposed to feel as if you're greater. We're equal. Every one of us, we're on the same path. We're doing the same things. We're just different because of our ideas and because of our culture or because of our upbringing. Wake up. Find your purpose. Get into your spiritual world, and you don't have to step away from the group that you're a part of, the religion that you're following. You don't have to step away from it. You will find that they contradict each other, but you don't step away from it. You just allow it to be, and you move into something else. You may be told that this is the way. You were told at some point that this is the only way. I can assure you it's not. It is not the only way. Instinctively, we're given instructions as how to follow, how to do our lives. Much like the caterpillar knew what time it had to go into the cocoon to emerge as the butterfly in the phase of their metamorphosis. So I don't know that we're going to go to bed one night and wake up with wings and start flapping around. I really hope not. But in the meantime, we do evolve within ourselves. We do grow within ourselves. And as you journey through life, you may realize you have little windows of opportunity. And when you're a kid, this is what you're supposed to do. When you're adolescent or young adult, older person, you start going through life knowing at what stage you need to be at as you progress. Your wisdom does get greater, not only because you've been here longer, because you're more exposed to another source, which is your spiritual existence. And the older you get, the more you can understand spirituality. Not saying because the children did when they first showed up here. When the children showed up, they were brand new. Their cup was empty as heck. And, you know, we put things in it for them and tell them not to do this, do that. He says, your name is Bobby, you're male, you're Catholic, you're this, you're, and then you label the heck out of them. And then they eventually say, oh, okay, yeah, I guess I'm that person. And if you've told them bad things about themselves, they'll just accept that as well because they're younger. So you want to tilt that whole scale and teach positivity, strength, and how to find your source and find yourself. So to answer Sherry's question is how do you find your purpose? You find out who you are, and then the purpose will present itself. And the way you find out who you are is just eliminate who you're not. What don't excite you or serve you in any way at all? Live a spiritual life. Start taking good care of yourself. And this is for everybody. Start taking good care of yourself. Focus on you, not in a selfish, egocentric way, but focus on you to get the best you possible. Do not doubt yourself. Once you're there and you've tapped into this amazing source, then you will truly understand who you are. The BS that's been given to you thus far will vanish and disappear, including the fear and the insecurity or the egocentric way of life. And don't allow your ego to be a part of the decisions that you make. Do not allow your ego to be a part of the important decisions of your life because they're not serving you. Allow the ego to sit in the back room while you make this decision. Because if the ego is involved in the decision-making, it's going to make the decision that's going to benefit the ego and not necessarily benefit you. Thank you very much for listening to the Barrington Awaken Show. We have a book called Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose, and you can pick that up on Amazon. As well as we have Barrington Awaken. He Am I, Barrington Awaken, is our website. Check it out. We've been doing new things on it. And we're also connected more now on Facebook and definitely YouTube. And we've got the Instagram thing going. There's a lot of videos now available for you on YouTube. You could check it out. Barrington Awaken on YouTube, and they'll pop up. They're good. Good little thing for you to carry throughout your day. Good little spiritual pill that will give you that oomph. And if you're feeling a bit down, you always want to tap into something that's going to lift you up, because that's what we want to do, raise you to a higher level of consciousness and make your spirit always high. Just walk around all the time and be happy. Whenever you have a free minute, you take that minute and just pause. Just pause for that minute, allowing the negativity to blow itself away from you. Before you react, just pause. You know, you've heard the saying, count to 10 or to 20 or whatever you're going to do. Just pause, because sometimes that very fast, instantaneous response has gotten us in a lot of trouble. It's always important to just step back, pause, tap into yourself. So anyways, we're talking about going on the YouTube and checking out this stuff. We're also on Facebook, Awaken. Barrington Awaken will tap you into it. Our email, if you have something you want to say to us or something you want to add or anything at all, you could contact us at awaken1308@gmail.com. Awaken1308@gmail.com. So we're finally doing a little bit of work on this end, even though I've been promising it for a long time. But of course, we're all restricted by time, and we have to do what we can do. I still need to work every day at a full-time job somewhere. So anyway, we're back on track. So thank you very much for being a part of the show. Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken. And we're going to talk to a little bit more. We've been talking a lot already. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what other people seem to devote their entire life into believing. You've heard of black magic, voodoo, obeah, spells, curses. Well, it's all BS. They only exist because you believe in them. And a person who's going to come and, let's say, perform black magic on you, it can't happen without your permission. Or voodoo, obeah, curses, all these things. They're real because you believe it's real. So the next time somebody mentions that they're going to cast a spell, I forgot that one, or do a, what, yeah, laugh. Just laugh and give them the finger and move on, because they need your permission for that to take effect. And I don't know that you're going to say, yeah, sure, go ahead. Now, when they say these things, you believe it, you become afraid, and then you start ordering that in. There's no curse. Everything that they're talking about is coming from a spiritual side. Well, there isn't anything negative on the spiritual side. It's clean. It's pure. It is all you. It is not there. They're telling you a story to scare you, which means within themselves, they're afraid of a lot of things. They are not on par. They're broken, maybe chemical imbalance. I'm not a medical doctor. I shouldn't have said that. But the point being is that you cannot allow another person to bring your spirit, your modes down, your mood, your emotions, everything down simply because of their story that they're trying to tell you. It is only real because you believe it. Yes, voodoo is not real. Obia is not real. The black magic, the curses, the spells, they're not real. You bring them into your existence and you dwell on them long enough, it becomes you, and you're just ordering all this negative stuff on yourself. Again, it's like saying that you're sick. You're calling that in. It's like saying that you're poor. You're calling that in. It's like saying that you're nobody wants to be with you. You're calling that in. You're ordering these things. Be very careful of what you order because it will be delivered. And I'm not convinced it'll be delivered to your house by Amazon either. It'll be delivered to you based on the fact that you've accepted this path through life. And you now label yourself as the person who sees this as real, and you've created it. I know too many people have spent too much money on paying for curses and spells or card reading and all these other things. It is only real because you bring it about. And you're able to manipulate or con other people in thinking that you've got a special gift from where? Everybody who leaves this planet goes to the same place. And it's not the H-E-double hockey stick place. It's not hell. They go to the same place. They return to the spiritual existence, which is part of our entire universe, which is part of our world. So they're trying to tell you they have this magic or this potion, or it's just smoke and mirrors. And they're trying to convince you, so you have to see this person as a con man or a woman or child. And all they're trying to do is take advantage of you because you don't believe, or you believe, that they have this power. So you yourself is being a team player with that person by allowing them to continue their BS. Wake up. That's what we're saying to everybody. Wake up. The curse only exists because you think it does, but it doesn't exist. It didn't come with you. Check your toolbox. It's not in there. Where is it coming from? Somebody conning you. Somebody showing up saying, oh, I've got $1 million for you. Just invest in me and I'll give it to you tomorrow. Well, yeah, sure. This is the same con. And they're convincing people out there that this is real, but it's not real. There's no such thing as black magic, whatever heck that even means. Have we got anything else, sir?
We do have a couple of emails here. Carla wrote in and she says, you keep referring early in your show to a book or places you've read certain things. Are you referring to the Bible? And that's from Carla. And Anne says, if you do not believe in angels per se, do you believe in guardian angels? Two different things. That's from Anne. And the last email here we have is from Lewis. Lewis says, I can agree with you more on these people that are seers and they do seances and things like that. The test is, of course, when you go to these people and waste your money, ask them for the lottery numbers. And that's from Lewis. Back to you, sir.
Lewis, yeah, you have it absolutely right. We should ask for the lottery number. And a lot of the times you go to these people, they're not as, if I had that ability, I would create a mansion for myself and, you know, all the great things that I'd want in my life. Well, maybe not the mansion, but the point being, yes, you should ask them for the lottery number. And they're going to tell you point blank, they can't give that out simply because it's not, you know, they can't give it out. It's against their spiritual rule, because I've actually heard that explanation. And if you ask them, well, why haven't you used this greatness to make yourself a bit better? They will always say, oh, because of what I do, I have to stay at the lower level. That's another line of BS. But yeah, these sayers, as you call them, they're scam artists, and they're trying to take your money or try to trick you into believing that there's something special. And yeah, the test would be, yes, give me the lottery number. Tell me the name of the person I'm going to meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. The first person that says hello, give me their name. That sort of thing, because they can't, because it's not real and they make it up. And the one who are telling you about they could see the future and see your future, they are so, I want to strangle them myself, but I'm not a very violent person, but anyways, they're taking advantage of you, advantage of somebody else. And they're not any different than the guys who call you on the phone and tell you that the government's after you, you're going to be arrested and all these things. And basically they're saying, give me your money and I can rescue you. Tell them to go to the HE double hockey stick place because that's where they deserve to go. And for that reason, I hope there was one, because they're taking advantage of other people and it's a scam. Save your money. Don't be giving people your money to give you BS. It's enough out there already. Just don't be running around going to all these scammers, because that's what they do. And the reason they're con is because they failed everything else. So they need to take advantage of us. Don't believe it. It's not real. If you're not believing it, it's not real. You cannot be harmed by something that does not exist. And that's their story. Yeah. Tell them where to go. Anne wants to know if I believe in guardian angels or do I believe in angels? Well, the guardian angel, I'd like to say, would be the same as your spiritual guide. And they're there, and it's a higher level of you. It's a higher form of you, a higher level of your soul, your consciousness. So they do exist, but it's you. It's you are your own creator. You are the part of the spiritual existence that is here in a physical form. You are just a breath that resides within you and the vehicle, the body, carries you throughout life. And there's nothing more to it, as simple as it was just to explain. Guardian angels and angels, I don't know the difference. I hear angels every time I say that word or that phrase, both of them. But they're representative of the same thing, and it's just a higher level of you. Do they exist? Of course, because you're real, you can hear me. Therefore, they exist, but they're a higher level of you. Did a big guy named Michael come from the sky with big wide wings? Probably not. Nothing comes from the sky. Everything is here. Rain does, but it's not really from the sky. It's just a little bit above the clouds or in the clouds. But the point that I'm trying to make is that, no, the guardian angels that exist is you. You are your own guardian angel, the spiritual guide, just a higher level of you. We're trying to raise you to that higher level of consciousness so you could tap into your own source and find out how fantastic you are. A lot of people will disagree with what I've just said simply because they've spent their entire life knowing or convincing or believing that there's something else that's bigger than you. The God that exists is you. That is huge. And nothing else is bigger than that. There is only one source, by the way. There is only one source. There isn't a separate one. There isn't an Allah. There isn't a God. There isn't all these other things that's out there. It's all one source. It's all coming from the same source. It's all coming from the same place. Imagine the river head and the top of the tallest mountain flowing down the mountain. In many different years, it'll divide, it'll split, it'll turn, it'll do many things. And at the bottom of the mountain, you'll see 7 or 8 or 10 different rivers, but you have to know that it's coming from the same point. It is coming from the same place, like the veins in your heart. It all comes from one place and then splits up and goes throughout the whole body. I don't know if it's one or two or several, but the point being, it's all coming from the same place. It is all coming from the same place. That blood that's going throughout the entire body, it's being pumped at the same spot. The source that exists is one. It's coming from the same place. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The guardian angel that exists out there is you. And they do exist. I don't know if there's a difference between angels or guardian angels. I don't know if there's an angel out there just waiting for you to mess up so he could fix you. I do know that when you're in a downer and you've asked for help, your spiritual guides will stand up and guide or help you. Tap into that source. Find out the best way to live that. And Carla, I have to answer your question. The book that I do speak of a lot, and I do talk about all of them, but the one I do speak of a lot is the Bible. There's a lot of good information in the Bible, great information in the Bible. I don't know that, you know, the one chapter in which I was raised that says, if you don't go this way, you're going to end up in hell. I can't agree with that. I find that a lot of people who are following that Bible, they pick certain parts of it that works with their lives and ignore the rest. And every time people are always asking me, you know, challenge me all the time. The question I throw at them is, if everybody is to follow this book, why do the God answers the prayer of the master, but he's neglecting the prayers of the slaves? And we're the same. Why is, if this book is true, why is he not answering everybody's prayers? Because I can't imagine the slaves are out there praying to be out there being slaves. or abducted, or God forbid, to rape, or children to be hurt, or all these things. They're praying too. Why isn't that answered? Why are they not getting their answers? You're praying for that raise. You didn't get it. How come it didn't answer? You're praying for the football team were in the red to win, and they didn't. Why didn't you get that answer? The ones who are in the blue, I don't know anything about football, but you get my point. The book I speak of a lot is the one I read first and the one that I was raised with, and it's the Holy Bible. Do I believe it's real? It is absolutely real. Do I think that the stuff that's in it is truth? No, can't, all of it can't be, very contradicting. But that's the one I talk about. But I also have read through the Quran and the Torah and the Gita, the one that made a lot, the Hindu Bible, the one that made a lot of sense to me. Maybe it was where I was at that age. I needed to hear all that information. And I followed it into spirituality. But it does talk about the fact that you are my brother, the Gita. And why would I go to war with you? Why would I do that? Why would I go to war with my brother? You are me. Anyway, that was all of that. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to the show. We got about 4 minutes to go. And I do want to talk a little bit more about us believing that other people has the power to cure or to destroy you without, you know, by words. And it's important because a lot of us run to these people for rescue, to be saved, to be helped. They themselves need to be rescued because they're doing something wrong. We were not designed for that. And I had a conversation this week that talked about the intent of other people coming here to do ill will. If you want to talk about a horrible person that, you know, killed a lot of people, or a murderer, or a serial killer, or even a person who runs a bank scam that take away all the old people's money and leave them suffering for the last days of their lives. They're all from the same place, but that ideology was designed here. That happened here. Here meaning on the planet here. You wouldn't have showed up with that ill will, because it does not exist on that side. That was our conversation that we're having this week. It does not exist on that side. When you show up here, you are pure spiritual being in a physical body. And then everybody gets a hold of you and start pulling you and tearing you and telling you this. And then you wake up one day in your mid-20s and you're like, oh my God, I'm so confused. I don't know which way to go. Don't spend your time believing that somebody has that ability to tell you what your purpose is, or tell you how to live your life, or tell you how to make a better person. You have to go into your own toolbox, to your own spirituality, to your own self, and find all the wonderful answers that exist for you. You are the controller. You are the master. Yes, I'm going to say it one more time. The black magic, the voodoo, the obeah, they're just another religion. If you believe it, it will work for you. And if you're, let's say, if you're a Christian, you will definitely not be believing in the obeah Bible. If you're, you know, into the voodooism, you're not going to be believing the Christian. So it's their own setup. And their setup is to con you. That's what you need to know. Take a look at all the cults that exist out there today. Their setup is to trick you or con you into doing something that benefits the leaders of this group, this organization. You were not designed for that. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. See your way through. Find your path. Find your purpose. Find what is going to benefit you and benefit mankind, and learn to treat others the way you want to be treated. Every one of the books I've read through has something of that nature, talking about being a good person towards others. If you've forgotten what that is, please spend the time learning it. Take care of yourself. Live a healthy life. Live a healthy life. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. And remember, I owe me. You should be saying that every single day you take a step out of your house. Enjoy the week. We'll speak with you next week. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.